Black Friday comienza ahora en JCPenney. Compra de viernes a domingo y aprovecha miles de nuevas ofertas de Black Friday mientras duren. Obtén hasta 75% de descuento en toda la joyería fina. Además, encuentra toallas de baño Home Expressions a solo $2.99 cada una. ¡Apresúrate! Todas estas ofertas y muchas más terminan el domingo. ¡Feliz Black Friday! JCPenney. Ofertas válidas en selección de artículos del 5 al 7 de noviembre. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Tyler Rowland. Tyler is the host of the Locked On Titans podcast. The podcast provides content related to the NFL's Tennessee Titans. On the program, we discuss the Titans' win over the Colts in overtime. Plus, we discuss the Titans' offense and defense. Also, Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, the Titans' next game against the Los Angeles Rams, and so much more. Tyler is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today.
Black Friday comienza ahora en JCPenney. Compra de viernes a domingo y aprovecha miles de nuevas ofertas de Black Friday mientras duren. Obtén hasta 75% de descuento en toda la joyería fina. Además, encuentra toallas de baño Home Expressions a solo $2.99 cada una. ¡Apresúrate! Todas estas ofertas y muchas más terminan el domingo. ¡Feliz Black Friday! JCPenney. Ofertas válidas en selección de artículos del 5 al 7 de noviembre. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
Making things yourself feels incredible. What if you didn't need a workshop or years of practice to do it? With your Glowforge 3D laser printer, you can, in minutes at the push of a button. Discover what's possible at glowforge.com.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen. And so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. find your warrior today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today.
Black Friday comienza ahora en JCPenney. Compra de viernes a domingo y aprovecha miles de nuevas ofertas de Black Friday mientras duren. Obtén hasta 75% de descuento en toda la joyería fina. Además, encuentra toallas de baño Home Expressions a solo $2.99 cada una. ¡Apresúrate! Todas estas ofertas y muchas más terminan el domingo. ¡Feliz Black Friday! JCPenney. Ofertas válidas en selección de artículos del 5 al 7 de noviembre. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
Black Friday starts now at JCPenney. And this Friday through Sunday, shop early and save with thousands of new Black Friday deals while they last. Sparkle everyone's stocking with up to 75% off all fine jewelry. Plus, stock up on Home Expressions bath towels, now only $2.99 each. These deals and many more end Sunday. Happy Black Friday, JCPenney. Offer valid on select items 11/5 through 11/7. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Friday comienza ahora en JCPenney. Compra de viernes a domingo y aprovecha miles de nuevas ofertas de Black Friday mientras duren. Obtén hasta 75% de descuento en toda la joyería fina. Además, encuentra toallas de baño Home Expressions a solo $2.99 cada una. ¡Apresúrate! Todas estas ofertas y muchas más terminan el domingo. ¡Feliz Black Friday! JCPenney. Ofertas válidas en selección de artículos del 5 al 7 de noviembre. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Black Friday comienza ahora en JCPenney. Compra de viernes a domingo y aprovecha miles de nuevas ofertas de Black Friday mientras duren. Obtén hasta 75% de descuento en toda la joyería fina. Además, encuentra toallas de baño Home Expressions a solo $2.99 cada una. ¡Apresúrate! Todas estas ofertas y muchas más terminan el domingo. ¡Feliz Black Friday! JCPenney. Ofertas válidas en selección de artículos del 5 al 7 de noviembre. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
Henry on the pitch, barely able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Grover Stewart, Al-Quadeen Muhammad, who have both been sensational there on the tackle.
You know, this Matt Eberflus defense allowed the second fewest 100-yard rushers since 2018. Only five. Well, Derrick Henry has four of them. You know, and when you go up against him, you have to have a specific game plan, and their game plan is...
Here from Indianapolis, and this is a sight that Tennessee fans don't want to see, certainly not under these circumstances. Derrick Henry, right cleat is off. You saw him walking a little bit gingerly. That was a couple of seconds ago down on their sideline. Andre, this thing going from bad to worse in a hurry for the Titans. Brandon Marshall, Ray Lewis, Michael Irvin, and Julian Edelman stream new episodes of the Emmy Award-winning series Tuesdays, 9:30 Eastern Time. So good news for the Titans. Henry is back on the field. No injury to report according to Tennessee, and Henry right back into the fold Running left, picks up maybe three. Tackled by Quiddy Pay. And that's had a fresh set of downs from their own 42. Tannehill protected well this time and complete. A.J. Brown breaking free. Brown is in. Touchdown. And the Tennessee Titans on the verge of tying this game. 57 yards by Brown.
How about that? A.J. Brown hadn't been targeted yet in the game. He's just going to run a little out route. Xavier Rhodes in coverage. Stumbles a little. Now just make the tackle. Okay, caught the ball, and he misses the tackle. And A.J. Brown takes it the distance.
To their practice squad after week one. He's been their starter since week two. Good snap, good hold. The kick from Bullock is good. And the Tennessee Titans win a wild one in overtime. Carson Wentz with a back-breaking interception in overtime. And the Tennessee Titans win it on the road here in Indianapolis.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports. And yes, the Tennessee Titans would beat the Indianapolis Colts in Week 8 in overtime. Final score, 34-31. Of course, some of those highlights that you heard was Randy Bullock kicking the game-winning field goal. Of course, Ryan Tannehill throwing a touchdown pass to wide receiver A.J. Brown. But the big story was Derrick Henry suffering a foot injury in this contest against the Colts, and that's going to have him sidelined for a good portion of the season. To talk more about the injury to Derrick Henry as well as the Titans' performance against the Colts and look ahead to the Week 9 Sunday night matchup against the Los Angeles Rams, we want to welcome someone to the program. He's the host of the Locked On Titans podcast, which is dedicated to covering the NFL's Tennessee Titans, Tyler Rowland. Tyler, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me on it. I definitely do appreciate it. Ready to talk some Tennessee Titans football.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's jump to it. Give me your takeaways. I know we're going to get more into Derrick Henry, and of course that's on a lot of football fans' minds as well as Titans fans' minds, but give me your takeaways from the Titans game against the Colts.
Well, I think overall it's just a really, really important win for the Titans, considering where the Colts are at with their record now. The Titans essentially have a four-game lead over the Colts, and although they got the disappointing news of Derrick Henry's injury, the win over Indianapolis was so important because now they have such a good amount of breathing room between them and the Colts that it allows them to maybe not play their best football down the stretch without Derrick Henry and still be in a very good spot to win the division. And with the timeline on Henry, which I'm sure we'll discuss, getting into the playoffs is the most important thing for the Titans right now. And with that win against the Colts on Sunday, sweeping them, and with the lack of competition in the division outside of Indianapolis, you got to feel pretty good about that win. It's probably the most important victory of the season for the Titans.
Rightfully so, and this was a must-win for the Titans, especially in being the divisional game, Tyler, in the AFC South. So, again, we'll get more into Derrick a little bit later. So, while we're still with this game, I want to talk about the Titans' offense and defense. I want to start off just with the wide receiver play and A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown has been great. And up into this, as we kind of reach the midway point of this NFL season, just give me your thoughts on A.J., on how well he performed in the win over the Colts and how well he's performed so far this season.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's a combination of factors for A.J. Brown. In the game against the Colts, it was his best game of the season. He had 10 catches, 155 yards, and a touchdown. And that touchdown catch was after a really big sequence in the game. The Titans are down 14-7 after already a thrown an interception early in the game that led to the Colts' second touchdown. Ryan Tannehill is fooled by a zone pressure where the Colts drop back a defensive lineman over the middle of the field. He throws an interception, his second of the day. But the Colts defensive lineman actually tears his ACL while returning the interception and fumbles the ball on the ground. The Titans recover, and the very next play, they throw a 57-yard touchdown pass to A.J. Brown, where he just beats the cornerback Xavier Rhodes on an out route and takes it up the sideline for about 40 yards. So plays like that really highlight just how special A.J. Brown is. But outside of just the game against the Colts, A.J.'s had a great three-game stretch here, as we said, in the middle of the season. And it's a combination of he got healthy. He was banged up early in the season with hamstring issues, with a knee issue as well, coming off of having surgery on both of his knees in the offseason. So he was banged up early in the year, so he's healthier now. And that's obviously going to help his conditioning and help his explosiveness. But also, Titans offensive coordinator Todd Downing has done some incredibly creative things with A.J. Brown. They're not just sticking him on the outside. They're putting him in the slot. They're putting him in motion. They've given him a jet sweep as well. So they're doing a bunch of different things to try to get A.J. Brown some advantageous matchups. Xavier Rhodes is the best cornerback on the Indianapolis Colts. And the Titans didn't just want A.J. to go up against Rhodes all day long, even though A.J. burnt Rhodes on the touchdown. So they moved him in the slot over Kenny Moore. They got him matched up against Rocky Sin for the Colts as well. So they're moving A.J. Brown around the formation, and that's helping as well. So creative play calling, creating matchups for A.J., and then him getting healthy has all kind of corresponded in him blowing up here in the middle of the year.
Rightfully so. I want to stay with A.J. for a moment. Do you think that the presence of Julio Jones has really stepped up his game another notch? We know Julio's been an all-pro. He's played in Super Bowls and has all these accolades and still in his active career. Do you think the addition of Julio has raised A.J.'s game to another level?
Well, I think so far, actually, out on the field, they haven't really gotten a lot of time to play together because Julio's been banged up and A.J.'s been banged up. So having both those guys out on the field just hasn't been a reality consistently for the Titans this year. But I think that when you're a guy like A.J. Brown and you're already in your, you know, in your third year, you're already one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Sometimes it can be hard to maybe take coaching. And I don't think A.J.'s the type of guy who struggles with taking coaching. But, you know, you got a high-level athlete who's performing very well earlier in his career. He may not, you know, want to listen to all the advice that he's getting. But when you bring in a guy like Julio Jones, who A.J. campaigned for in the offseason, considers one of the best wide receivers of all time, considers him maybe his favorite wide receiver of all time, Julio Jones is going to be able to impart wisdom on A.J. Brown. And I'll reference a game earlier in the season where A.J. Brown made a touchdown catch. Very great play where he took some contact on his inside shoulder, but he used his body kind of like a post player in basketball to kind of shield off the defender and then made the catch with his off hand on the opposite side. Him and Julio Jones were working on that exact technique prior to that game when it actually played out on the field for A.J. Brown. So I think Julio Jones, while they haven't been able to be out on the field together a lot this year because of health reasons, I think just having Julio around, somebody who A.J. Brown will always listen to, does trust his knowledge and his expertise, I think that, the mental aspect of the game and having Julio around, has definitely paid off for A.J. Brown, and hopefully it can pay off on the field having those two together later in the season when the Titans certainly will need the uptick in production.
Rightfully so. That's going to be a dangerous combination, Tyler, when you get A.J. and Julio and you get that consistency. It's going to cause a lot of problems for opposing defenses in the secondary. I want to stay with the Titans' offense in the passing game. I know the Titans last year and even much of the early part of this year, they've utilized the tight end position. Anthony Firkser has become a nice piece for that Titans' passing game. He's kind of been like a safety valve for Ryan Tannehill. Anthony, and, of course, Michael Pruitt. Just give me your thoughts on how well those tight ends have played so far this year.
Well, I think it's been a little up and down from the tight end position for the Titans, but I think that there is a reason that they let Jonnu Smith walk in free agency and didn't really replace him with anybody because the Titans are 6-2 right now. They're playing – I think that they just had the best three-game stretch of any team in the NFL, beating the Bills on Monday Night Football, dismantling the Chiefs, and then winning a tough overtime road game against the Colts, their division rival. So I think that's probably the three best three-game stretch in the NFL this year by any team. And I think the catalyst of that is the offense. Of course, the defense for the Titans has played great. We'll talk about that, I'm sure. But the Titans offense kind of got back to who they were over the last 3 weeks from what we've seen in previous years. And I think that they can do that without having some star, big name, big money tight end. I think that they can do it by committee. We've seen Jeff Swaim, who's pretty much their prototypical blocking tight end. Michael Pruitt, who is primarily a blocker, but also does have some receiving skills. He caught the touchdown pass from Derrick Henry earlier in the year. So Pruitt has a little bit of versatility to him there. Swaim can also be used as a fullback, so that helps with formation, variance, and versatility. And then, of course, you mentioned Firkser, who's kind of that pass-catching guy who can really create matchups. And Firkser had a really good third-down conversion catch one-on-one in man coverage against Darius Leonard of the Colts, who's one of the best linebackers in the NFL. So when you have three guys who maybe aren't household names or are kind of just reserve role players, but they all fit specific types and specific roles, the Titans can kind of rotate them and use them in different ways to get what they need out of the tight end position. But when you have, you know, Derrick Henry in the backfield, Julio and AJ, Ryan Tannehill, who can use his legs, you don't really need that stud tight end over the field. It's not as important in the offense, and you can kind of use these role players who know what they're supposed to do, who know where they're supposed to be and what their job is on the team. You can kind of use them to still have the high-level functioning offense that we've grown accustomed to seeing from the Titans in recent years.
All right, and then, you know, I want to get now into the defensive side. As you mentioned, Harold Landry has been pretty big for the Titans the last several years. He had four tackles in this game against the Colts, and he also had a sack in this game. Give me your thoughts on Harold and his performance in the Colts game and his performance overall so far this year.
Well, he's second in the NFL in sacks right now with 8.5. He's had about five pressures, at minimum five pressures in every single game this year. He's definitely been one of the top three, top five edge rushers in the entire NFL. And you kind of just see his game blossom throughout the years. It's my opinion that Harold Landry has always had this talent. He is in his fourth season. In his second season in the NFL, he had 9 sacks. So he was on the verge of double digits there just in his second year. Last year, he only had 5.5 sacks. But he did get dropped back into coverage over 125 times by the Titans defense. So you probably don't want to take your best pass rusher and drop him into coverage that many times. So he had limited opportunities, and the Titans didn't really have a lot of help around him. This year, you have Jeffrey Simmons in the middle of the defensive line who gets a double team every single play. You have Denico Autry on the interior defensive line who can win a one-on-one matchup. You have Bud Dupree on the other side of Harold Landry as his battery mate on the edge who commands attention as well. So when you have guys around you who also are a threat, the team can't just focus on you directly, but also the Titans not dropping Landry back into coverage so much and actually letting him do what he does best, which is rush the passer. It's just been a combination of things that have allowed him to kind of explode. And also the Titans do a great job of using him correctly. Landry isn't Von Miller, who's just going to line up and use pass rush moves, or Chandler Jones, who just has all these different moves to win against these offensive tackles. He's somebody who needs to be used in twists and stunts and games up front, and they've been looping him around into the inside around defensive tackles. They've been doing twists with him with the defensive tackle to kind of not just have him rush straight at the offensive tackle, but get him on the move, try to create openings for him to slide through with his speed so he's being used correctly, he's not being dropped into coverage too much, and he has help around him. So all that together has just kind of turned into a breakout season for Harold Landry.
All right, and then let's stay on the defensive side for a moment. You mentioned Jeffrey Simmons. Jeffrey only had one tackle in this game against the Colts, but overall he's been pretty productive this year. Just give me your thoughts on Jeffrey and how well he's played this year.
Well, like I mentioned in my previous answer, he takes a double team pretty much every single time, even in pass rush situations, because if you don't double team Jeffrey Simmons, his strength and speed together, it's just kind of hard to stop. Now, what I will say is the Colts have a great offensive line. They have a Hall of Famer in Quentin Nelson, Ryan Kelly at center, Chris Reed at right guard. They have a really good interior three guys. The Colts have had one of the best offensive lines in the league for a couple of years now. So that's always going to be a tough challenge. And maybe it wasn't Jeff's best performance of the season, but he certainly didn't have a bad game, even if he didn't rack up a bunch of stats. Overall, like I said, though, he's kind of just the foundation that the defense is built upon, because he takes the double team every time, allows Bud Dupree, D'Amico Autry, and Harold Landry to get those one-on-one situations. And when they run those twists and stunts up front, it always seems like two of the offensive linemen stay with Jeffrey Simmons no matter what. And that opens up holes for everybody else. So you're seeing a lot of good stuff from Jeffrey Simmons. It is the perfect example of, you can't just box score scout, look at the tackles, look at the sacks to judge the impact of a player. Jeffrey Simmons is the exact example of a guy who maybe doesn't fill up the box score every week, but going into the game plan meeting every single week for the game, the offensive coaches on the other side know that we got to stop Jeffrey Simmons first. So that just helps out the entire defense and everyone around him.
Two names that you mentioned on the defense, Tyler, and that's D'Amico Autry and Bud Dupree. We know what a stud Bud Dupree was when he was playing with the Steelers. Just give me your thoughts on D'Amico and Bud and their play so far this year.
Yeah, I think while Simmons and Landry are pretty much out there every single snap, the Titans have used Autry and used Bud Dupree. Bud Dupree, it's more of a health situation early on, but they've used those guys more in a rotation and trying to keep them fresh. But Bud Dupree is just a relentless pass rusher, and if you want to look at his impact, look at the game on Sunday. Carson Wentz threw a pick six interception in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter that put the Titans up by seven. And Bud Dupree took a double team on that play, got hit by a pulling offensive lineman, got hit by the running back, and he got knocked to the ground. But he plays with such fierce passion that he just relentlessly got back up, got in Carson Wentz's face, and he caused the pressure that caused Carson Wentz to throw the ball up into the air for a pick six for the Titans on the goal line. So that's just a perfect example of Bud Dupree playing with his hair on fire. And speaking of fire, I kind of use this analogy for the Titans pass rush. You have Jeffrey Simmons, who's kind of the earth. You know, he's the ground. He's a mountain of a man who takes the double team. You got Harold Landry with great speed. He, you know, flies like the wind. D'Amico Autry can rush on the outside as a defensive end, on the inside as a defensive tackle. He uses swim moves, rip moves, juke moves, bull rushes, everything. He's the water in this scenario, and Bud Dupree is that fire, like I've been talking about. They are the elementals of pass rush for the Titans, and putting that combination of four guys together has taken this defense, which only had 19 sacks last year, which was second lowest in the NFL, to, you know, one of the better pass rush teams in the NFL, who features three guys in the top 10 of most pressures in the NFL this season with Autry, Simmons, and Landry. So just a great combination up front for the Titans, and it's changed the outlook on defense for them this year.
Yeah, it has changed a lot on the outlook for that defense, those names you mentioned, not just with Autry and Dupree, but also with Simmons and Landry as well. And the leading tackler for this game against the Colts was David Long. He had six tackles in this contest. Just give me your thoughts on David, how he's played this year.
David Long has really been a big development for the Titans. That inside linebacker, a former sixth round pick out of West Virginia. The Titans came into the season with Rashawn Evans and Jayon Brown, both veterans at the inside linebacker spots, and both those players have dealt with injuries. But David Long has been a constant in the middle of the defense, calling the plays. He's the green dot with the dot on the back of his helmet, who communicates everything to the defense. And he may be a little bit undersized for a linebacker. He's not the biggest bodied guy, but he just plays with such toughness and such physicality. He's not the type of guy who's going to get off a bunch of blocks, but at his size, he's so fast and so quick. He can kind of dart around and move around these offensive linemen before they can even get their hands on him. And that kind of allows him to make a lot of plays. He's able to make a lot of tackles. He is the guy on the Titans defense who you're looking to in the run game to make those stops and get guys on the ground before things get out of hand. He's got good speed as well, so that's really helped him be a threat in pass defense as well. The Titans run a ton of man coverage. That's what they want to do. as a defense. They want to get on you with their front four and the twists and stunts up front. They want to play man coverage in the back end, use a robber over the middle of the field to take away anything easy and read the quarterback's eyes. And David Long, being a guy who can man up on running backs out of the backfield, has really helped the Titans run that type of scheme that they want to be. So David Long is a sixth-round pick. Just an incredible find by Titans general manager John Robinson. He's really turned into a very solid starter for them on defense.
And speaking of another solid starter on defense, Tyler, Kevin Byard has really been a mainstay for the Tennessee Titans, not just on the defense, not just for the defense or on the secondary side, but really for the Titans in general. Kevin, in the win against the Colts, he had four tackles to go along with an interception. Just give me your thoughts on Kevin, on his play this year, and how he's played so far this season.
Yeah, I mean, he's been no hyperbole involved. He's been the best safety in the NFL this year. He's forced five takeaways. He's the highest graded safety per Pro Football Focus this year, not only in coverage, but overall. And I think a lot of it has to do with what I was kind of mentioning last season, the way the Titans are playing defense. So Kevin Byard, historically, looking back in 2017, he had eight interceptions and led the NFL. He was an all-pro safety. The guy has proven over and over again throughout his career that he will force turnovers and make turnovers happen regardless of what's going on around him. He's forced five turnovers already this year, but I think he had a little bit of a down year last year. It was because he was being asked to play man coverage on tight ends and do things that he's not super comfortable with. Well, this year, the Titans have found another safety named Dane Cruikshank, and he's been able to play man coverage on tight ends. He completely shut down Travis Kelce in that Week 7 matchup. So when you have Cruikshank, who can play on the tight ends, you have Amani Hooker, the other starting safety, who can play in the back end in the deep middle and take away anything deep. Well, that allows Kevin Byard to play that robber position, that club position, over the middle of the field. He can read the quarterback's eyes. He can shade towards a Travis Kelce if you need shade, towards a Michael Pittman if he has to. And allowing him to kind of roam over the middle of the field, read the quarterback's eyes, use his instincts and his ball hawking ability to make plays for the Titans, it's unlocked Kevin Byard and got him back to his all-pro form of 2017 and 2018. And, you know, we talk about the guys up front, but Kevin Byard being put in a great position and being able to do what he does best has also allowed this Titans defense to be much improved from what we've seen last year.
All right, and I want to move along now to a kicking game. I know Randy Bullock, up and down the early part of the year, but the last several weeks he's really stepped his game up to another notch. Just give me your thoughts on Randy kicking the game winner over against to beat the Colts, and his performance overall this season.
Well, I think it's been great for the Titans because they've really struggled at the kicker position over the last few years. I believe over the last 2 years, 2019 and 2020, the Titans had about 14 different kickers on their roster or practice squad at one point in time or another. They've been cycling through them. The Titans thought they had the kicker position figured out prior to the season when Sam Ficken was kicking great in the preseason and kicking great in training camp. And then he gets hurt right before week one. And from a Titans perspective, you're thinking, wow, this curse with these kickers just continues and continues and continues. But Randy Bullock has really come in and steadied the ship. He's been very, very efficient, very effective as well. He hit the game winner last week. You can't really ask for much more than that. He made all four of his extra points. He made both of his field goals. You can't really complain about that. At this moment in time, he's been making every single kick for weeks. He hasn't missed a field goal since week four. So, I mean, week two, 4-5. Week three, 1-1. Week four, 3-4. Week five, 1-1. Week six, 2-2. Week seven, 2-2. Week eight, 2-2. And they've been some big field goals as well, like the game winner last week. So it's kind of crazy that Randy Bullock has come in after everything he's been through in his career and really stabilized the Titans kicker position. But that's exactly what's happened. And Mike Vrabel in the locker room after the win against the Colts even said to him, hey, Randy Bullock, you've been through a lot, but you found a home here. You found a home here. So really nice to see the Titans kind of solve their kicker issues and have somebody that they can rely on going forward.
Yeah, he went through some tough times in Houston, as you stated earlier, Tyler. So now definitely it's good to see that he's been an important piece to the Titans offense, and hopefully going forward, you know, as the weather gets cooler, kicking game is definitely going to be something very important, and hopefully Randy can continue on his hot streak. I want to move along now because we know Tennessee's offense, their bread and butter, is revolved around the running game. But the NFL is a quarterback's league, and Ryan Tannehill stepped up his game in 2019, and he really stepped up his game in 2020, and people were not expecting this. I mean, they knew he would be effective and he would be solid, but not like this. Give me your thoughts on Ryan and how well he's performed so far this year.
Well, I think that Tannehill's done a great job so far this year. He's had up and down moments, but the reality is the Titans have given up a ton of sacks this year. They're at 24 sacks already. They gave up 24 sacks in 2020. So they're already, you know, 8 weeks through the year have given up as many sacks as they gave up all of last year. So Ryan Tannehill has been under a ton of pressure. Also, like we talked about, A.J. Brown was out for a few games early in the year and hasn't been healthy. Julio Jones has rarely been out on the field. So Ryan Tannehill is not only getting a ton of pressure in his face every single game, but he's also going out there with XFL-level wide receiver groups when you don't have your top two guys. So when you consider the lack of receiving threats that he's had for most of the season and then the type of pressure and that's being put on him from opposing defensive lines, for him to have a 65% completion percentage with 2,002 yards and 10 touchdowns, it's hard to complain. Now, he's turned over the ball a little bit more than you would like to see early on in the season. He already has 7 interceptions. He's had 3 fumbles as well. So he's got 10 turnovers halfway through the year. That's far more than you would ever hope to see. But considering all the factors that I mentioned prior, I don't think that you can fault Ryan Tannehill for the position he's in. And since Ryan Tannehill became the starting quarterback of the Tennessee Titans, he has the most game-winning drives and the most fourth-quarter comebacks of any quarterback in the NFL. So from what Tannehill's done from when he became the starter for the Titans, even through this season, through 8 games, he's been phenomenal. I don't think the Titans could ask for anything more.
Yeah, rightfully so. And then I just want to let everybody know that Ryan had passed for 265 yards, and he had 3 touchdowns and 2 interceptions in the win over the Colts in overtime in Week 8. So we've discussed the quarterback position, which is considered to be most important in the NFL. Got to bring up the injury to Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, last year's rushing champion, over 2,000 yards. We know what he brings to the table for the Titans offense, and we know that he's been the best running back in the NFL the last several years. Mm-hmm. This is a two-part question, Tyler. First question is, how long is he going to be out? And number two, what is the game plan offensively going forward in Derek's absence?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, to preface my comments here, I'm not a doctor, so you know, I know the timeline that's being reported by people who know the doctors, but you can never really know how each individual person is going to rehab and rebound. But what I do know is Derrick Henry is one of the most freakish athletes to ever walk planet Earth. He trains harder than just about any other player in the NFL, and he's one of the hardest workers that we've ever seen in the sport. So if anybody can beat a timeline or anybody can recover faster than expected, it's a guy like Derrick Henry. But right now, based on the injury, you're looking at about a 6 to 10 week timeline. 10 weeks, the maximum amount based on, you know, what we're expecting would be wild card weekend. So right now, if Derrick Henry is able to rebound very quickly, he could be back for the last few weeks of the regular season. If he takes the full amount of time, 10 weeks, he could be back for the first round of the playoffs, which either of those are incredible. For when the news first broke, it was Derrick Henry's out for the season. No question about it. So as the day went forward on Monday and you got more news about what the injury really was, which is a Jones fracture in his 5th metatarsal on his foot, so it's essentially a broken foot to make it simple. Basically, when you heard that, you thought it would be the worst. So knowing that the timeline is about 6 to 10 weeks, you look at a guy like DeMarcus Lawrence, Tank Lawrence from the Dallas Cowboys. He suffered a similar injury back in September, and he's getting ready to return to practice after 7 weeks of being out. And Derrick Henry's a similar size in terms of body style to DeMarcus Lawrence. It's crazy that the Titans running back is a similar body style to one of the better defensive linemen in the league, but that's the kind of freak Derrick Henry is. So I would say that the injury is 6 to 10 weeks. Even if Derrick Henry takes the full 10 weeks, then you're still going to have him for the first round of the playoffs. And with the lead that the Titans have in the division based on the win against the Colts, like we talked about to start, you know, they have some breathing room to rest Derrick. Even if Derrick Henry is healthy in 7 weeks, they can rest him the full 10 weeks and just let him wait until the playoffs to come back because of the breathing room they've given themselves by sweeping the Colts and being ahead so much in the division. But going forward, I don't know that it changes the Titans' game plan very much. They've signed Hall of Fame legend Adrian Peterson, and while he may be in his later stages, Adrian Peterson has been rushing for 4 yards per carry for 3 years in a row, and he's been on some of the worst running offenses in the NFL while doing so. So now you put Adrian Peterson on one of the better running teams in the NFL, and he should be able to mimic that sort of efficiency right around 4 yards per carry. And if the Titans can do that and use Adrian Peterson along with a guy like Deontay Foreman and a guy like Jeremy McNichols, and they can kind of supplement the run game, I don't think that the Titans will be so reduced in the running game now that they can't run their play-action offense. So I think that the Titans will obviously suffer in terms of explosive, those long touchdown runs that Derrick Henry goes on. I think you'll get less of those now, the home runs. But from a down-to-down basis, I think the Titans can still mimic exactly what they do on offense so that they don't really have to change their game plan very much until Derrick Henry can return.
All right. Well, we talked about Derrick, and you mentioned his name, future Hall of Famer Adrian Peterson. I mean, multiple rushing titles, Pro Bowls, and a former league MVP and an offensive player of the year. So he last year, you mentioned he's played on some bad rush offenses. Last year, he was a member of the Detroit Lions, and he had a decent season for them last year. I've got to ask you, do you expect Adrian to get 20, 30 carries plus with Derrick being out, or do you think there's going to be a little bit more of a change where we'll see more of Ryan Tannehill throwing the ball a little bit more?
Well, to speak to what you're saying, you know, Adrian Peterson in 2018 was on the Washington football team. He ran for over 1,000 yards and ran for 4.2 yards per carry. And that year, the Washington football team was the 17th best rushing offense in the NFL. In 2019, he ran for 900 yards and ran for 4.3 yards per carry, and Washington was like the 22nd best rushing offense in the NFL. And then for Detroit, he only ran for 600 yards last year, but he did it on 3.9 yards per carry, so right there at the 4 yards per carry mark. And Detroit was the 26th best rushing offense in the NFL. The Titans have a top five rushing offense and have for the last few years. Now, a lot of that has to do with Derrick Henry, but the system is very conducive to success in the run game, and the offensive line is very good as well. So you put Adrian Peterson in that situation. I don't think that he's going to get the 30 carries a game that Derrick Henry was getting, but you give Adrian Peterson 15 to 20 carries a game. You give about 5 carries to Deontay Foreman, who's another big-bodied guy. He's kind of a dollar general Derrick Henry. He's a size-speed guy, just clearly not as good of a player since he was a streak free agent. But then you have the pass-catching guy in Jeremy McNichols, who doesn't really get a lot of run carries but should get about 5 per game now. And you can take Peterson's 20, Foreman's 5, McNichols 5, and you have your 30 carries that you would normally give to Derrick Henry. So I don't necessarily think that the Titans do need to throw the ball more. I don't want to upset the apple cart here. You don't want to fundamentally change what the Titans do on offense that's been so successful for them for multiple years. So I think by piecing out the carries that you would normally give to Derrick Henry to those three guys I mentioned, it will allow the Titans to not necessarily need to throw more than they normally would, and they can kind of continue the balance on offense that's given them so much success over the last few years.
All right, well, staying with the running game for a moment, I know the offensive line has really done a great job of providing yards for Derrick Henry during this first half of the year, and especially in the last two seasons. I know Derrick Henry, Derrick has a great relationship with all-pro tackle Taylor Lewan. How was Taylor handled this injury to Derrick?
Well, like most of the guys on the Titans team, most of them are, you know, reaching out on social media saying that, you know, Derrick Henry will be back, you know, the comeback will be great, blah, blah, blah. So the guys in the locker room have a lot of faith in Derrick Henry. Like I mentioned earlier, he's one of the hardest working guys in NFL history, and all of his teammates get to see that right in front of them every single day. So the amount of respect that the team has for Derrick Henry and the workload that he's had for the last few years, it's through the roof. But Taylor Lewan directly himself, he did say on Twitter, quote, "I love Derrick Henry like a brother. A man that works as hard as he does, I have no doubt he will be back and better than ever. Hashtag the king." So that's generally the sentiment coming from the entire Titans locker room. A lot of hope and optimism that Derrick Henry will be back and better than ever, because quite frankly, they've never seen somebody who trains as hard and works as hard as Derrick Henry. So Taylor Lewan is definitely in that as well. He takes a lot of pride in what Derrick Henry is able to accomplish, because it's obviously an extension of the offensive line. So they're all going to rally around Derrick Henry, and all the Titans really need to do is win about four games for the rest of the season out of the nine games that are left, and they essentially clinch a playoff spot in a home playoff game and the AFC South. So they're going to rally around Derrick Henry. Everybody has to step up, but everybody in the locker room really believes in him, and that includes Taylor Lewan.
All right, rightfully so, and let's move along now to the Titans. Have a big game on Sunday night as they head to the West Coast and play at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, to take on a team that just continues to get better and better, and that's the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams would go on to beat the Texans in Week 8 of their contest, 38-22. So now with the addition that the Rams have of Von Miller, we'll get into the Rams' defense in just a little bit, but, you know, Tyler, I've got to ask you, what must Tennessee's defense do to stop this explosive Ram offense with Matthew Stafford and Darrell Henderson Jr. and Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods and Van Jefferson, and also with Tyler Higbee? What do you think that the Titans' defense need to do to stop this high-powered offense?
Well, I think the number one thing that you need to do is take away Cooper Kupp. He's the chain mover. He's the red zone threat. When the Rams really, really need something to happen, they go to Cooper Kupp. So the Titans love playing man coverage. I would play that man coverage, but I would also have a zone defender close to Cooper Kupp. And then also, you just got to get pressure on Matt Stafford. The Rams have given up the least amount of sacks in the NFL this year. They've only given up 7 sacks on Matt Stafford. So if he has time to just sit there and pick you apart, that's exactly what he's going to do. So the Titans' defensive line that we talked about at length earlier is going to have to find a way to get pressure on Matthew Stafford, get him down on the ground, and hopefully with that pressure cause some turnovers. If you don't get any turnovers on the Rams' offense, you don't get Matthew Stafford on the ground, you let him operate in the pocket, they're going to pick you apart like they have done to pretty much everybody else throughout the year. So that has to be the plan for the Titans on defense when taking on the Rams' offense.
You're absolutely right about Cooper Kupp, man. He is somebody that keeps the Rams in the game. Like Robert Woods and Van Joseph are like the home run hitters for that team. But Cooper Kupp is always consistent. He comes through in the clutch. He's got kind of like their version of a Julian Edelman, so to speak. So let's move along now to the other side of the ball now. The Titans offense, they got to go up against a Ram defense led by Aaron Donald. Need I say more about him? And you've also got Leonard Floyd. You've got Leonard Floyd. You also have the newest addition, that's Von Miller. And then in the secondary, you've got Jalen Ramsey. So, Tyler, what must Ryan Tannehill or the Titan offense, what can they do to try to get points on the board against this Ram defense?
Well, I think the number one thing is you have to protect the passer. So the Titans are going to have to really lean on the play-action pass game, because the drop-back pass game is going to be pretty difficult. I do believe that the Rams' defense so far has 25 sacks. They have the most sacks in the NFL. So the defense has the most sacks. The offense has given up the least amount of sacks, and that's why the Rams may be one of the best team in the NFL right now, definitely one of the top five. But for the Titans offense, they're just going to have to make sure that Ryan Tannehill has time to operate and get the ball out of his hands. If you let Aaron Donald, you let Leonard Floyd, and now the addition of Von Miller, if you let those guys just take over the game, the Titans offense isn't going to be able to function anyway. So I think protecting Ryan Tannehill and not getting him sacked multiple times over and over again is obviously going to be the key. But I also think a big way to accomplish that is to be able to run the ball. The Rams are one of the best run defense teams in the NFL. Now, a lot of that is game script based where, you know, they're up by a lot, so teams can't run the ball. So that's a factor. But they've only given up, I believe, about 104 rushing yards per game. That's one of the best rates in the NFL. They're in the top 10 with that rate, I believe. And if you don't run the ball on them and give yourselves third and manageable situations, if you don't run the ball with any success and you find yourself in third and long over and over again, well, they're going to be able to pin their ears back with that pass rush unit and get after the quarterback and defeat the first key that I mentioned, which is keeping the quarterback upright. So you got to be able to run the ball, give yourself third and manageable situations, third and four, third and five, instead of third and eight, third and nine, third and ten, so that you really unlock their pass rush completely. So that'll kind of be the key for the Titans to continue to have success in the run game so that they're not in third and long situations that are tailor-made for the Rams' excellent pass rush unit.
All right, and speaking of, before I let you get on out of here, Tyler, I got to ask you about Mike Vrabel. The culture has changed tremendously for the Titans since Coach Vrabel has been the head coach of the team since 2018. What are the changes that you have seen from Mike Vrabel being the head coach as opposed to the last coach that they had, Mike Mularkey, being the head coach of the Titans?
Well, I think that there are definitely some changes with Mike Vrabel. But before I get into Mike, I got to give credit to the Titans general manager, John Robinson. So prior to John Robinson being hired in 2016, the Titans had been one of the worst teams in the NFL over the past 7 years. They were destitute, 3-13 season, a 2-14 season. They were just absolutely one of the worst teams in the NFL. And then John Robinson took over as general manager. And since then, the Titans have had a winning season every single year. They've had three playoff appearances. They've made it to an AFC championship game. They have been excellent against the best teams in the NFL, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Patriots. The Titans have played the big teams, the best teams consistently every year. The Titans have played them, and typically the Titans have won against those teams. So I think that a lot of the credit goes to John Robinson. We've talked about Harold Landry, Jeffrey Simmons, A.J. Brown. We've talked about David Long as well. All of those players were drafted by John Robinson. Ryan Tannehill, we've talked about, acquired via trade. John Robinson, where the Dolphins actually paid Ryan Tannehill's salary for the year and only swapped fourth-round picks with them. So the Titans general manager John Robinson deserves a ton of credit. He has consistently put this team in place to be a contender for the playoffs. And now I believe that he's put this team in a place to be a contender for the Super Bowl if Derrick Henry does come back healthy for the playoffs. So a lot of the credit goes to John Robinson. But John Robinson also fired Mike Mularkey after winning a playoff game against the Chiefs because he believes so much in Mike Vrabel. And for me, Mike Vrabel has been every single spot you could be as an NFL player. He's been the rookie who doesn't play. He's been the veteran who has a big role. He's been the big contract star guy. He's been an older guy who's trying to help young guys. He's been an assistant coach, a coordinator, a head coach, college, pro. He's done everything you can do in football, and having that wealth of experience and being able to communicate, not only, you know, speaking to the players about what they need to do, but he can be hands-on with these guys. He's still a big physical man who has a presence about him. So being a great hands-on coach with technique, being able to really get buy-in from all of his players every single week, Mike Vrabel does something that impresses you. In the game against the Patriots in 2019 in the playoffs, he wasted over 2.5 minutes of game clock late in the fourth quarter on a technicality in the rule book that allowed him to take penalties to waste time. So Mike Vrabel is uncovering every stone to try to give his team an advantage. You add that to the hands-on teaching that he can provide and the experience that he has. I think Mike Vrabel has really helped John Robinson, those two together, to change the culture and make the Titans one of the most consistently winning teams in the NFL for the last half decade.
Rightfully so. It's important to not only have great coaching, but that front office has to be committed to winning and mm-hmm. providing the consistency. And it's great that John Robinson has done that and allowed Mike Vrabel to do his job. And it goes to show you that the Belichick influence is very present in the development of Mike Vrabel, not just
John
as a
Robinson
player, but as a coach as well.
So, you know, mm-hmm. you think John Robinson cut his teeth as a college scouting director for New England, hires Mike Vrabel, who has New England ties. So, yeah, the Belichick tree is good. And then, obviously, I need to mention the owner of the Titans, Mrs. Amy Adams Strunk, who took over for her father, Bud Adams, who owned the team when it was moved to Tennessee. Since she has been instated as the owner after her father's passing, she has just done a great job of elevating the franchise to where it is right now. So giving the credit to the big three, Mike Vrabel, John Robinson, and Amy Adams Strunk, those people deserve a ton of credit for this as well.
Rightfully so, and man, we're seeing a big influence of women being present in the NFL with
mm-hmm.
the ownership and front office and things
That's
of
great.
That nature. And, you know, Tyler, I got to ask you, you know, Nashville is known as the country music capital of the world, and it's one of those cities that's known for having a vibrant party scene. How are Titans fans liking the research? I should say the last several years, the Titans have been consistent winners, as you said before. So how are Titans fans enjoying this recent success with the Titans?
Well, I would say that Titans fans are very much so enjoying it. Now, when it comes to, you know, Nashville and the stadium itself, you'd like to see a little bit more Titans fans in the building, because Nashville is such a tourist destination and it is such a great place to go visit. The Titans games are often infiltrated by a large portion of fans from the other team, because it's just a great place to go watch your team play on the road and travel to. But, you know, the Titans have had two back-to-back record capacities, attendance, so far this year. The game against the Bills, and then immediately after the game against the Chiefs, those two games broke the attendance record for the Titans Stadium since they moved there in 1999. So I think that the excitement for this team is as high as ever, and people in Nashville and Titans fans all over the place. There's a ton of Titans fans outside of Nashville as well. So I think that the excitement for the team is really at an all-time high right now. The Derrick Henry injury obviously brings that down a little bit, but with the optimistic news and everything that we've talked about so far, I think Titans fans are about as happy as they have been since the Steve McNair, Eddie George version of the Titans in the early 2000s.
Yeah, those are some great teams right there, and it's nice to see the resurgence of the Titans coming into full swing. And being happy, Tyler Rowland, he's happy to talk about Tennessee Titans football. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So tell everybody what you do as the host of the Locked On Titans podcast.
Yeah, sure. So the Locked On Titans podcast, you can subscribe for free on any podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher. I also do the show on video as well at the Locked On Titans YouTube channel, so you can subscribe there. On my Twitter account, at Tic Tac Titans, I do a ton of film breakdowns and film work and clips, so you can really dive into the X's and O's there. That's what I prefer to focus on as my general push as a content creator. I really drill into the football, to the X's and O's. Obviously, you hit all the talking points that are in the news, but I really like to talk about the football. So that's kind of my promise to anybody that checks out the show. Also, I do write a weekly film study article for the USA Today's Titan Wire. So if you want to check out the Titans Wire on USA Today, my articles are posted on there weekly. Again, diving into the film, using clips, explaining coverages, explaining route combinations, run plays, formations, all the things that I really enjoy and I've always cared about in my football life, you could say. So you can check me out, the Locked On Titans podcast, Monday through Friday on any platform. And then I write my weekly article on USA Today as well. So any of that. But I appreciate you having me on. Always great to talk football. And it was very nice of you to have me on, Ed. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So one more time, Tyler, where can they find you on social media as well as Locked On Titans and any websites you have? You can let them know about that as well.
Yep, just at Tic Tac Titans on Twitter because I focus on the X's and O's, and the Locked On Titans podcast, wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.
You heard it from him. He's Tyler Rowland, the host of the Locked On Titans podcast, dedicated to anything and everything related to the NFL's Tennessee Titans. Tyler, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Henry on the pitch. Barely able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Grover Stewart, Al-Quadeen Muhammad, who have both been sensational there on the tackle.
You know, this Matt Eberflus defense allowed the second fewest 100-yard rushers since 2018. Only five. Well, Derrick Henry has four of them. You know, and when you go up against him, you have to have a specific game plan, and their game plan is...
Here from Indianapolis, and this is a sight that Tennessee fans don't want to see, certainly not under these circumstances. Derrick Henry, right cleat is off. You saw him walking a little bit gingerly. That was a couple of seconds ago down on their sideline. Andre, this thing going from bad to worse in a hurry for the Titans. And a fresh set of downs from their own 42. Tannehill protected well this time and complete. A.J. Brown breaking free. Brown is in. Touchdown. To their practice squad after week one. He's been their starter since week two. Good snap, good hold. The kick from Bullock is good. And the Tennessee Titans win a wild one in overtime.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today. What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today. If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today.
I can't let diabetes get in my way. So here's what I do. I wear the Dexcom G6. It continuously sends my glucose numbers to my phone. And the arrow shows me where I'm headed and how fast, without finger sticks or scanning, making it much easier to keep my glucose in range. The more time I spend in range, the better I feel, and the more I can cross off my list. Don't let diabetes get in your way. Check out Dexcom.com/inrange.
If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to LeBerge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at LeBerge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at LeBerge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Find your warrior today.
Buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Or as we like to call it, the can't have just one deal. Mix and match a sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, chicken McGriddles, or crispy hash browns. Want two sausage biscuits? Buy one, get one for a dollar. Want a sausage biscuit and hash browns? That's cool too. Choose more of what you love. Buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Tyler Rowland, the host of the Locked On Titans podcast. The podcast provides content related to the NFL's Tennessee Titans. Of course, Tyler giving us the 411 on what's currently going on with the Tennessee Titans. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.